Whether Ferdinand de Lesseps was merely an adornment for the Tour syndicate or a willing confederate, or its guiding spirit, were to become questions of much debate. In some accounts, he would be portrayed as the victim of forces beyond his control. Inevitably, the whirlpool began to draw Ferdinand nearer and nearer its vortex, reads one interpretation of events surrounding the origins of the Panama venture, and he is pictured struggling valiantly against the current. To a great many contemporary American observers, he would appear more the innocent dupe of furtive schemers, insidious influences, as one of the New York papers said, who were placing the old hero out in front of the French people like a goat before sheep. Had things turned out differently, however, it is unlikely that the galvanizing leadership of the effort would ever have been attributed to anybody other than Ferdinand de Lesseps, which, from the available evidence, not to mention the man's very nature, appears to have been the truth of the matter. As he himself once remarked to an American reporter, "Either I am the head, or I refuse to act at all." The newly formed Tour syndicate was quite small, but made up of such well-selected figures as to command immediate attention and confidence. Its better-known stockholders included Senator Émile Littré, author of the Great French Dictionary, and Octave Feuillet, the novelist. There were General Claude Davout, Charles Cousin of the Chemin de Fer du Nord, the Saint-Simonian financier Isaac Perrier, and Jules Bourdon, who was curator of the Opera. Dr. Cornelius Hertz, a newcomer to Paris and an American, was a physician and entrepreneur who claimed a personal friendship with Thomas Edison. The syndicate's formal title was the Société Civile Internationale du Canal Interocéanique de Darien. It had a capital of 300,000 francs, represented by some 60 shares, and de Lesseps was neither a shareholder nor an officer. The leadership and the bulk of the stock were in the hands of three directors. The most conspicuous of these was General István Tür, a Hungarian who had covered himself with glory in Sicily as Garibaldi's second-in-command, and who for a time had been employed by King Victor Emmanuel II for diplomatic missions. His social connections included Le Grand Français. The second man was the financier Baron Jacques de Renard, a short, stout, affable man about town, known for his political...